College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Tuned into Crippler Radio, broadcast to the world at www.chrisbenoit.com and at www.liveaudiowrestling.com. This is your weekly audio check-in with WWF superstar Chris Benoit.
Hey Chris, how you doing this week?
Real good, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tell me about Nancy and Daniel. Daniel's home now, safe and sound, I assume?
Yeah, he's home. He's getting bigger, eating a lot. Nance is recuperating from being in the hospital, and everything's going good.
Bigger. He was 9 pounds, 9 ounces to begin with, Chris.
Yeah. He eats every 2 hours like clockwork.
Sounds like you guys. You got a football player there, kid. Seems like everybody's having kids these days.
Yeah. I wanted to take time out to congratulate Lance and Tina Storm on their having their daughter, Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel Ann, and also want to make mention of Chavo Jr. and his wife Sherry, in the beginning of February had that baby boy.
Oh, wonderful.
Salvador.
Well, what was going on 9 months ago in wrestling? Did everyone have like a lot of time off?
Seems like it, doesn't it? Something in the water.
Something in the water.
There's the catering at the building.
Hey, you had to have been happy to return to Canada last weekend. Toronto on Friday, Ottawa, and then Montreal. Was it nice to be back?
Yeah, that was a great experience. You know, so when I remember working for Stu, and we traveled throughout Western, you know, Canada from as far east as Winnipeg right out to Vancouver. But I never had the opportunity to wrestle down east, and that's something I've always dreamed of doing, and right. It was a great experience being in. I've been in Toronto before. It's always great going in there, but to go to Ottawa and Montreal, and looking forward to going to some of the other cities down there too.
Yeah, speaking of Toronto, how cool was it to see 26,000 at a house show?
Oh, that's pretty wild. Unbelievable.
Happy with the reception you got?
Yeah, really happy. Yeah, it's always great coming up to Canada. It seems like, you know, I mean, we'll go to certain cities that don't get wrestling that often, live wrestling, but, you know, as we do in the States, but it just seems like the Canadian fans seem to be starved more, and they're more, they get a little more vocal.
Well, we don't get the live events so much up here because our dollars are all-time low.
Yeah.
So you guys really get to take a beating on the dollar, so you really have to make it really profound when you come across the border to bring a wrestling show.
Yeah.
So it's pretty tough. Are you happy with the shows, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal?
Yeah, really happy. Yeah.
You worked with Rikishi in Toronto and Montreal, but the Ottawa show I thought was the best match out of all three, with the three-way with you, Jericho, and Kurt Angle for the IC strap.
Yeah, how'd that match feel? I enjoyed that one the most, personally. I've always enjoyed working with Jericho. I think he's got a lot of talent, and you know, one of the more talented wrestlers in the business today when it comes to wrestling and being on the mic as an all-around athlete. Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle really surprised me for the amount of time that he's been in the business.
Oh, yeah.
The ability, and what a natural. Unbelievable.
Dory Funk Jr. just did an amazing job with that guy.
Oh, incredible. I went up and shook his hand after the match and said, damn, what a promising future.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Just as long as he stays healthy, I mean, Everyone talks about, oh, The Rock this and The Rock that, but everything it seems Kurt Angle does, from the way he works, from the way he walks to the ring, from the way he cuts promos, everything about him says main eventer to me.
Oh, yeah. And you just consider how long has he actually been in?
I think he was started in 97, late 97, early 98.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's done an outstanding job. Obviously, you dig the Canadian fans, Chris. That's no secret. But what's the difference between the American and Canadian fans? Is there a difference?
Yeah, as I said, they seem to be a little more starved of you know, wrestling events, and they just seem to be a little more fanatical about it or vocal.
Yeah.
You know, a little more electrifying.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's due to the fact that, as you said, because of the dollar, wrestling rarely comes up this way. So
yeah, it's unfortunate. You and the World Wrestling Federation will be back in Canada May 27th in Calgary at the Saddle Dome, the 28th in your hometown, Edmonton, at the Sky Reach Center, the 29th in Vancouver at the GE Place for Raw Is War. Tell us about working out west.
Oh, it's great. You know, having spent all that time working for Stu, it was, you know, what a great experience. I was 18 and a half years old when I first went on the road there,
yeah.
And what an eye-opening. You know, you consider all the stars that have gone through that territory and worked out west.
Oh, man.
You know, the great wrestling fans out there. If you've seen a lot of the top stars in the business today and in the business, you know, from past years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very educated fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they almost not to say, you know, elite wrestling fans or snobby wrestling fans, but do they really have a more critical eye since they've seen so much talent go through the territories there?
No, not really. I mean, if you consider, you know, the fans down east, I mean, they've seen a lot too. I'd just say that they're you know, very educated wrestling fans, having seen so many different styles go through there.
Right.
You know, Stu had a lot of Japanese wrestlers, had some Mexican wrestlers. There's a wide variety of styles that went through that territory, so they're pretty adept to you know, every different style in the world today.
Probably pretty easy to get inspired to be a wrestler yourself when you see all those cool styles coming through week after week.
Yeah, well, that's definitely what lit my flame, having watched Dad and My Kid. He was so so different and so unique,
mm-hmm.
in the way he carried himself in the ring.
And speaking of the Dynamite Kid, next week we'll be doing a two-ender interview. It'll be both Chris Benoit and Tom Billington, the Dynamite Kid, on at the same time. This is going to be a big thrill for you again, hey?
Oh, I'm looking totally forward to it.
Yeah.
I just can't believe, you know, I talked to Tommy occasionally over the phone, and you know, even when I talk to him now, I just, you know, I pinch myself. It's like, I can't believe I'm actually talking to him, and I'm glad we've you know, been able to develop somewhat of a friendship and relationship, because it's definitely you know, totally inspired me to do everything I've ever done in this business.
How many times did you wrestle, Tom?
I couldn't name the actual amount of times that we wrestled, because we did do some spot shows and that, and tag matches and that, but I think in singles only a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Any particular memories stand out?
Actually, him giving the day that he gave me his boots.
Yeah.
That totally stands out. I've got that on tape at home, and that's something that really means a lot to me. I got them boots, and they're up in the trophy case.
We're all looking forward to hearing you and Tom get on the phone together next week, so tune in to chrisbenoit.com and dynamitekid.com to hear that one. You guys spend a lot of time on the road. You're in such great shape. How do you do it? How do you squeeze in your workouts?
Basically, you know, it's a routine that we have. The guys that I travel with, you know, we'll try to get off the plane, get to a restaurant, get some breakfast, and hit the gym right away first thing in the morning, no matter how tired we are. You know, I just try to push myself, even when I'm on 3 or 4 hours sleep, to go in there and do something, whether it be cardio or abs or.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, it's a lot of dedication. You know, and you see a lot of guys that don't have that, and that's what separates you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from achieving where you want to be and what you want to do, it's dedication, and you almost have to be fanatical about it. You know, when I'm on the road, when the first thing that goes through my mind when I wake up is, all right, you know, I need to get to a gym, I need to eat, I need to get to the gym, I need to tan, so.
Right.
So there's a lot of dedication behind it.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about May 25th in Cincinnati, the Brian Pillman Memorial Show. I believe Les Thatcher's putting this one on. I think you and Dean are already confirmed to be a part of it.
Yes, we are.
And tell us a little bit about Brian Pillman.
I spent a lot of time with Brian working up in Calgary for Stu Hart, and up there, I mean, we were all stuck in a van, you know, like 10 guys to a van and doing 6-7 days a week. Some of our trips were like 500 miles one way, so it's, you know, you became pretty close and pretty got to know the guys that you're traveling with pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd spent a lot of time with Brian. I've always gotten along with him, and he was he definitely made his presence felt. If anyone that knew Brian, wherever he went, you know, he was one hell of a character. But
and a tremendous worker. Come on.
Oh yeah, unbelievable.
His matches with Jushin Liger still stand out in my mind as some of the early great memories from WCW.
Well, that and you know what really intrigued me about Brian, what, you know, really intrigues me about a lot of guys like Jericho and that are, you know, the characters that they can portray over TV.
Yeah.
And Brian was, you know, the loose cannon. I mean, just, you know, I used to love watching his interviews. I used to love watching him come out of his shell.
No, he was outstanding. I mean, he was one of the first guys to ever do shoot interviews.
Yeah.
On definitely. Television.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know? Last week, Yoshihiro Asai, better known as Ultimo Dragon, was at the World Wrestling Federation show in New York. Did you get a chance to talk to Dragon?
Yeah, I did for a while, yeah. He, you know, we talked about his surgery and that, and he's regaining some of the strength in his hand and his grip and stuff like that. But,
oh, that's good.
You know, he didn't talk about coming back at all. He, right now, is running a promotion over in Japan. They're getting ready to have a big show, and he's very optimistic about it. Sounds to be very successful.
His Toriyaman promotion, they've got some kids there that are just off the charts. I mean, Sima Nobunaga.
That's great to see. I mean, that's just great. Because you don't, you know, you see a lot of guys breaking in the business right now. They don't have those kind of opportunities.
Yeah.
And when you see that, I mean, it's, you know, hats off to them.
Yeah.
It's great to do that for the business, because there's not a whole lot of guys that give back in that way. And he's opening up a whole, you know, a whole bunch of doors for you know, opportunities for young guys coming into the business.
Oh, his shows are so hot. His workers are just incredible. Magnum Tokyo, for one. People will be familiar with him from WCW.
Yeah.
Tremendous guy. One of Atsushi Onita's casts off, this kid, the Dragon Kid, who's, you know, pretty small, but, I mean, the guy works so fast. I mean, he makes Rey Mysterio look slow.
Yeah, it's not about size. I never thought it was. You know, it's about watching a good product and mm-hmm. entertainment. And Rey Mysterio's, you know, as you said, Rey Mysterio, I mean, you just got to watch the guy, man. That says it all.
Yeah, oh, he's phenomenal. And Ultimo's promotion is filled with that. If you're listening to this and you aren't familiar with the Toria Man promotion, please go out of your way to get some tapes from Tape Traders or wherever you can to see Toria Man. It's really outstanding stuff. Hey, how did you feel about your cage match on Raw last week with The Rock?
Pretty good. I was, you know, I'm pretty hard on myself when it comes to matches, and I was disappointed in myself. I wasn't disappointed in the match. I was disappointed in myself because I thought personally that I could have been more aggressive. But as a whole, I guess, you know, I guess I'm pretty happy with the match. But it, personally, I'm disappointed because I thought I could have been more aggressive in the ring.
Mm. Well, you got to be happy being in there with the number one man in the business.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, just I come back after the match and I sit and think, God, you know, I was never presented these opportunities ever before, and to be in. You know, in the ring with the number one guy in the promotion is just unbelievable. Just a testament to the fact of what WWF's about, and it's about doing business.
Well, the difference there is, I mean, they would put you in with the big guys in World Championship Wrestling, but then ultimately they'd end up having you laid out, and then Hogan would have to come in for the big save. It was like, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, well, it wasn't about business. It was more about politics and personal issues. And whereas in WWF, it's all about business, and it's a great environment to be in.
Yeah.
It's very positive. It's very optimistic. And you know, I found myself going to work and showing up at the building with you know, optimism, whereas before I'd show up with a knot in my stomach wondering what the hell was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's great being around all those guys. It's like the business should be. You know, it was like when we were in Calgary. It's like a family oriented. It's like a big family back there.
Yeah, and it shows. The promotion's really on fire.
Oh, hey, it's unbelievable.
Tell us about SmackDown match, you and Perry versus The Rock, the two-on-one. Do you like doing two-on-ones?
I don't mind them. You know, it's a part of the business. I'm more of a singles wrestler. I've always said that. I'm more of a singles wrestler than a tag wrestler to begin with.
Right.
I always, like, enjoy single matches a lot more because I feel I'm more in control than in a tag match. But, you know, it's part of the business that... Like any other part, you know, went in there and did the best, absolute best that I could. And, you know, once again, you know, I was a little disappointed in myself, you know, but it's so hard having that amount of time to put anything together.
Yeah.
It was such a short amount of time that we had, but I felt it went pretty good.
Yeah, especially when you have to throw in, you know, The Rock's got to get a two-minute promo in because his promos are so over. You know, you need that on the TV, and it just chops into the match.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to some questions here from the ChrisBenoit.com comment board. This comes in from Cliff Todd in Omaha. Dear Chris, I've watched you for many years, and your conditioning just keeps getting better and better. What does a typical workout of yours look like?
I train for about an hour a day, 45 minutes to an hour a day, and do about 50 minutes of cardio. And my weight training, it's not strength training or anything, it's more conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take long periods of time in between sets. I do it about 15 to 20 seconds in between sets. And I'm pretty well blown up for the whole 45 minutes that I'm training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty well out of breath for the whole time. So it's more of a conditioning, shaping workout than it is a strength workout.
What about your neck training? You've got one of the strongest necks. I mean, you have to do that diving headbutt. Tell us about your neck training. You must have gotten really... your neck chopped while you're over there in Japan.
You know, I think, you know, my initial, you know, neck strengthening exercises, you know, happened over in Japan with bridging. I mean, we were bridging every day. We used to have guys, used to tell us to hit a bridge and have a guy sit on our chest, you know, for like a minute. You know, and I've continued on bridging ever since Japan. I train my neck every day. I do isometric exercises, but I also bridge every day, which I think has made a huge difference in my career in terms of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get dropped on our melon quite a bit, and you know, I've knock on wood, I've been so fortunate.
It's a good thing you did all that bridging work for the other week when you had to hold Rock for like 15 seconds. George in Cincinnati, Ohio asks Chris, where did you learn the Crippler Crossface, and what other sports do you follow?
I love hockey. I love football. But I just don't have time. With our schedules being on the road, it's like on Sundays we usually have a show, so you miss all the games or, you know, hockey games. I mean, whenever we're on the road, it's so hard to keep up with. You know, I watch SportsCenter when I can, and that's about it. That's
right.
as close as I get to watching any game.
You don't get out to any Atlanta Thrasher games?
No, I haven't. Haven't had the opportunity to. And it really sucks, but...
That's okay. So does the team. What about the Crippler Crossface? Where'd you learn that?
Dean Malenko, actually. I remember I was in when I was in WCW trying to come up with a good submission hold.
Yeah.
And the man of 1,000 holds.
Yeah.
I guess I'm I put that one on loan for a while.
Someone told me that Terry Taylor was the guy that named it.
Yeah, he was the guy that named it, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nick Ray from Adelaide, Australia. Dear Chris, I remember you coming out to Australia for a tour called Wrestle Riot in 1993, where you wrestled Jushin Thunder Liger here in Adelaide at the Barton Theater.
Yes, I remember that.
I was wondering if you enjoyed the country and if you have any plans for a future tour here.
Oh, I love the country. Out of all the countries I've ever been to, Australia really really stands out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I've been to Japan so many times and Mexico and Europe, and they're all very beautiful countries, but Australia really... you know, really touched me. It's such a beautiful country,
mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And I'd love to go back.
What are the fans like?
Great, real good fans, really receptive. You know, really, really educated.
Right.
They knew what was going on in the ring and followed it. And you know, a lot just talking to a lot of the fans outside of the buildings. Followed wrestling over the internet.
Uh-huh.
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're
very good tour.
Cool. This one comes in from Kyrie from New York. With a lot of wrestlers coming out with books, do you think you will ever write one? I will be the first in line if that ever happens. God bless you and Daniel.
Thank you. No, I that's never crossed my mind. I just don't think that you know, I've experienced enough yet to be able to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
That's just personally.
Right.
So I've never thought of it. It's never crossed my mind, no.
Have you read all the ones that are out there now? I mean, it seems to be the in flavor these days. Tom's got one.
Yeah, I'm in the process of reading Mick Foley's book. I've read Tom's book. I've read Iron's book.
Yeah.
I haven't read The Rock's book yet.
What about DDP? Have you had a peek at his yet?
No, I haven't, no.
What do you think of Mick's so far?
Oh, great.
Isn't it a great read?
Yeah, it's very entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember doing the Pillman show last year, and he was reading excerpts from it, and I was just rolling on the ground and in tears. I mean, some of the passages are so hilarious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's got a great way of putting things into words.
He certainly has a flair for it. Becca McNessie from Tifton writes, "Hi Chris, I'm a huge fan, and I was wondering if you could tell me if the shirt you were wearing the night of the Owen Hart tribute match is or ever will be available in stores. I want one because I loved Owen so much and was a huge fan. I have a lot of respect for Brett, especially after that tribute match you had with him. I think he was brave to compete in the same arena where the tragedy occurred. I want to congratulate you and Nancy on the birth of your son."
Thank you. Yeah, most definitely. I remember showing up to the building that day for that that event and looking at Brett, and I, you know, I had trouble dealing with it myself personally.
Right.
I can't imagine what he was going through. But I don't believe that they sell them shirts in stores. I think Bruce Hart actually had them made up,
mm-hmm.
and he was, you know, he gave them out to a few people. But I don't believe that they sell them commercially or retail.
Right. You still have the shirt though?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Yes. Do you have, like, a big memorabilia section of your house where you keep all, you know, Dynamite's boots and the Owen shirt and, you know, the Pegasus masks or anything like that?
Well, we just moved a couple months ago, and what I want to do is once we finish off the basement, is have like, a memorabilia room or kind of somewhat of a games room,
mm-hmm.
and have a lot of them artifacts up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
This comes in from Stephen Guardino. He writes, "I just wanted to tell you what a big fan I am of your work. I really enjoyed the Super J Cup in 94 when you won, because to me it epitomized wrestling at its best and made it feel like it was a real special moment in sports. I also really liked the match you had with Brett, the Owen tribute match, and so many others. I was wondering if you will ever consider moving back to Edmonton. I also wanted to know if you think the World Wrestling Federation will ever come back to Saskatoon, Quebec City, Victoria, Regina, St. John's, and other Canadian cities. I don't know why the WWF does not go more to Canadian markets, but was wondering if you think they should and will. Also, I want to know if you speak French fluently since you lived in Montreal for 12 years." There's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, one time I did speak French fluently. Actually, I attended French school up until grade five. So
right.
I did speak French fluently. We talked about that before with the way the dollar is right now. It's just so hard for you know, promotions to go up there and U.S. promotions to go up there and make any money off of it.
You can't justify it economically, right?
No, and that really sucks. You know, it really sucks because the fans up there are so starved, and they're such great wrestling fans. They've seen it all, and you know, hopefully in the future things will change because I'm looking forward to going up there. Already requested the office to put me on it, you know, any and every Canadian show, and you know, I'm just looking forward to going up there and doing more shows.
That's cool. Has Nancy been up here much?
Yeah, she comes up to Edmonton with me about every month.
She digs it?
Yeah, she likes it.
Well, she's from Boston, so the weather doesn't bother her.
No,
right?
Not at all. No,
that's okay. She's not one of those snow wimps. Yeah, no. Keep hearing all the guys in Tampa like, oh, Canada's so cold. I don't want to say who because I don't want to embarrass Dean Malenko like that. This comes in from James Burney from Birmingham, England. Chris, the World Wrestling Federation is coming to the UK on May 1st. I was wondering if you have ever wrestled over here or not. I know the World Wrestling Federation doesn't offer as much action in Japan as you have had in the past, but are you looking forward to wrestling in countries you've never grappled in before, such as England and the other countries of Europe?
Actually, one of the countries that I've always wanted to go to I never have was England, and you know, that's the big reason why I've always wanted to go there was because of the Dynamite Kid and you know, him having started out there and that, and I've always wanted to go up there and you know, tour the country. I don't think we'll be there for that long, but I was actually going to, you know, get in touch with Dynamite and try to have him out to the show, which I think would be great. But
oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
I'm looking forward to going.
And speaking of Dynamite Kid, next week, Chris, you and Dynamite, one-on-one.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, hopefully we'll have a, you know, some time to put in, and looking forward to you know, taking some calls perhaps and sitting down and talking to Tommy again.
Absolutely. Tune in next week, chrisbenoit.com, to hear the Dynamite Kid. Chris, thanks a lot this week, man. We'll talk to you next.
Thanks, Jeff.
Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without express written consent of Chris Benoit and Live Audio Wrestling is strictly prohibited.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler Approved.